Please, this is a continuity of the previous dictation, which is number 9 here. History of President Ennis. Dear colleague, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Prom. She's a 64-year-old female. What the past medical history is significant for hypertension. She came to our clinic for a consult. On today's visit, she patient's complaining of chest tightness that's been there for more than a year, associated sometimes with exertional chest tightness, exertional chest shortness of breath. She feels that shortness of breath when she goes out up the stairs. However, she does exercise regularly. The patient is known to have GERD, where she feels acid reflux and heartburn for a constant period of time. No palpitation, orthopnea, PND, or syncope, near syncope. The patient has no lower limb pain or swelling. The patient went to the emergency department on September 19, 2012, due to that chest pressure like dated for her their blood throughout an ischemic heart disease and echo. The echo shows there's overall left ventricle systolic function is normal with ejection fraction of 60% and the type 1 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, past medical history significant for hypertension and GERD. Next paragraph, medication, she's on vitamin D3, B12, 2500 milligrams, and she's on Rimapril, 10 milligrams, where we increased the to 30 milligrams today. She's on diphenhydramine, ER, 30 milligrams once a day, and aspirin, 81 milligrams, and Protonix, 40 milligrams, and latanoptost eye drops. Next paragraph, allergy. She has severe allergy from fluorescein eye drop and erythromycin. Next paragraph, social history. She denies smoking or alcohol or illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, and diabetes. However, no peripheral artery disease. Next paragraph. Physical examination today visit, her blood pressure is 160 over 74, pulse is 59 with weight of 231 and height 5 feet 5 inches. Please copy the normal template of physical examination. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. EKG done today which shows junctional rhythm with prolonged QT. However, no STT with abnormalities. And next number is echocardiography done on September 18, 2012, which shows our left ventricle systolic function is normal, ejection fraction 60 to 65, the aortic valve is tri-leaflet and appears structurally normal, no aortic stenosis or regurge. There's a trace mitral regurge, unable to estimate the RVSP with weight 1 diastolic dysfunction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, hypertension, her blood pressure today is high, 160 over. Is 160 over 74, 79, and which is a little bit high. We'll go ahead and increase her Rimapril from 10 milligrams to 30 milligrams daily. She was advised to stick with her medication and low fat, low salt diet. The patient is going for obstructive sleep apnea study in the next month, and we'll follow up her regarding this issue in the next visit. She was advised to take her blood pressure readings regularly. Next paragraph. Number two, on chest tightness. He's been complaining of that chest tightness for more than a year by now. However, ischemic heart disease was ruled out by echo and by bloods and echo. We will go ahead and do for her a stress test. As he's high risk for ischemic heart disease due to family history, age, and history of hypertension. I'll see her back after 2 weeks for follow-up of her stress test, or call her back if there's any abnormalities. Next paragraph, lower limb vascular status. We'll go ahead and do arterial ultrasound for her lower limb to rule out any stenosis due to her high risk of atherosclerosis. Next paragraph. George, he was advised to follow up with her primary care doctor regarding this issue. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in care of Miss We'll see her back in 2 weeks in our clinic. Our phone number has been provided for her to call if there's any concerns. In the meanwhile, advised to follow up with her primary care doctor for continuity of care. Next paragraph. Thank you. Next paragraph. Anas Al-Halak, medical student. Next paragraph. Dictated for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. End of dictation.